The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now on 960 The Patriot, it's the Middle East Radio Forum. Your chance to talk about the turmoil in the Middle East. Questions are welcome at radioforum at AOL.com. That's radioforum at AOL.com. Now your host for the Middle East Radio Forum, Meir Jolovitz.
Hi, greetings and welcome to Middle East Radio Forum, the weekly program unafraid to tackle the issues of the day. Ours is the radio and internet broadcast which offers a bold and unapologetic view of Middle East affairs. Every Sunday on Middle East Radio Forum, we recognize and readily identify the struggle between the civilized and the savage, and between conflicting religious ideologies and cultures, between Western values and those dedicated to upending them. Truth be told, we're witnesses to a struggle much beyond mere ideologies or this war of ideas that I often speak about. It's a clash, a collision, a war between good and evil. On this broadcast, we often challenge convention because we understand that during the past generation, the first casualty of the struggle between good and evil in the Middle East is the truth. Bereft of any critical thinking, we've allowed illusion to lead to a delusion, and then worse, a deception that breeds a self-delusion. Yes, on Middle East Radio Forum, we offer this. We are indeed biased in our defense of a safe and secure Israel. Today we address a theme that cannot be ignored. The subject? Coming to terms with the truth. The United States and the Western world's irrational pressures against Israel have made Gaza an unwinnable war. Today, as we analyze the news, the events, the players, and that painful truth that others are too timid or often too short-sighted to report about, we offer an iconoclastic perspective undeterred by whose feathers we might ruffle. As we have before, we could easily offer the following as a parallel subject title. Why does the Western world choose to play down the true nature of the Islamic genocidal ideology? And that is as easily answered as it is asked. It's because of ignorance and corruption. There exists a philosophical razor, an adage, an epigram, not much unlike the more popular Murphy's Law. It's called Handlin's Razor. Handlin's razor states the following: never attribute to malice that which is adequately explained by stupidity. Today we shall demonstrate that when it comes to analyzing Israel and the Middle East, both are often at play at the same time, malice and stupidity. And they are not necessarily mutually exclusive. This will become ever more transparent, I believe, when we wonder why indeed it is that so many of Israel's so-called friends still fail to come to terms with the great deception of a two-state delusion that Blinken traveled to the Middle East, visited seven countries in order to try and promote. As he said, all roads lead to the two-state solution. Now, we don't have to wait for the answer, because they really aren't that many friends of Israel. Today, again, in this broadcast, we take you where others refuse to go, and we'll do so unabashedly. It is in keeping with the great intellect, Dr. J.J. Jones, who often speaks of the moral virtue of courage as the cornerstone of critical thinking. How true, indeed. Middle East Radio Forum is now completing its 21st year of broadcast. And each week, it always comes down to asking that persistent question: if the core of the conflict is so clear-cut, and it is, why is Israel always on the defensive? Not here. Not on Middle East Radio Forum. We believe, of course, that the best defense is a damn good offense. And every Sunday, we provide it. My name is Mayor Jolovitz. I am pleased to co-host this show with Attorney William Wolf, where we are usually featured on Alternate Sundays. As you well know, this program can be heard live anywhere in the world on our website, www.MiddleEastRadioForum.com or at www.960thepatriot.com. And this reminder as well, our show in Arizona is rebroadcast on Saturday night at 9 p.m. Today is January 14th, 2024. As we begin the broadcast each week, we turn to, of course, Yoni Tidi. Yoni, in keeping with the spirit of our program, addresses issues which often drive the discussion. Yoni, as always, good to have you with us.
Mayor, you ask why are we on the defensive? Because we've got worthless leaders. 100 days into this war. 100 days. And missile alert sirens sounded today in Ashdod and Yavne. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? If we had decent leaders, men of honor, they would go into a room by themselves with a pistol with one bullet.
Yeah.
But they aren't.
My resume is ready to be sent. Anyhow, what's up, Yoni?
Israel is on trial for defending itself. Charges of genocide brought by South Africa. South Africa, a state that is seeking to kick white farmers off their land based only on the race of the farmers. Israel should have told the International Court of Justice to go to hell and not shown up. The ICJ is a worthless organization that has a terrible record on justice and has gone after an African leader that I know personally that had done nothing wrong, but it was in the interest of the United States and France to try this African leader. It's no different than what the Department of Justice in the United States of America and the different states' Marxist attorney generals are doing with Donald Trump. Where was the ICJ during two intifadas? Silent. So stay silent, you moral morons, and leave us alone. Israel is fighting for its life, and the war is going to expand before it's over. But Israel is not alone in facing a fight for survival. Very soon, France, Belgium, Germany, Sweden, and Denmark, among others, are going to have to fight their own version of the war that Israel is currently fighting. In Denmark, they took in Palestinian refugees, and here is how they've been paid back. 64% of these refugees have done serious jail time, meaning felonies. Of the children of these Palestinians that were born in Denmark, 34 have done serious jail time, meaning felonies. Sweden this last week, the prime minister, the minister of defense, and the chief of staff of the military, each citizens that very soon Sweden would be at war. What? Sweden hasn't fought a war for like 200 years. Is Putin going to invade? No. Is the Danish women's ski team going to invade? No. The invasion was self-served and involves Muslims from the Middle East and North Africa. The official said the situation is so bad that no other European country has such a threat to the future of the country. They admit it was a result of irresponsible immigration policy and the fact that the immigrants have zero interest in integrating into Swedish society. But stupidity is not exclusive to Sweden and Denmark. Stupid runs deep in the USA as well. This week, Blinken said the best way to isolate Iran is to finalize the two-state death of Israel. Of course, you capo Marxist quisling. After 10-7, giving Amalek, a.k.a. the Palestinians, a state from which to attack Israel makes total sense. The two-state solution post 10-7 will never happen. Never. The Israeli people will not allow it, so get over it. But Blinken is not the only pretend Jew to show how stupid he is. Chuck Schumer, last night at a rally for the hostages in Tel Aviv, told the crowd, Hamas would release the if they had any basic shred of humanity. You moron, after 10-7, you have got to be a mental case to even let those words come out of your mouth. But then let's look at the state of pay for slay by the Palestinian Authority. Before October 7th, the PA had been rewarding 5,200 prisoners and nearly 8,000 released terrorists with approximately $13.4 million in monthly salaries as a reward for their terror. Now, post October 7th, there's a 67% rise in the number of prisoners that will be paid by the PA, resulting in an additional $1.3 million a month they have to come up with, adding $16 million total for the year's expenditure on terrorist salaries. It's now at $161 million per year. A Telegram group of 3,500 UNRWA, that's United Nations Refugee Work Administration, school teachers, this week praised 10-7. So no wonder the Palestinians are in the lead for the most evil society built since World War II. If Israel had any real leadership, not one penny would go to the PA or the Palestinians. We would block all aid from the countries of the world to the Palestinians. Here's the official position of the Palestinian Authority, and I quote, "Palestine's martyrs are the stars who do not disappear from our skies. They perfume our land with their deep red and fragrant blood, and they are more honored than all of us. I call on Israel when Europe finally wakes up and we have several countries fighting for their survival. I pray we will have the leadership that will wipe out the most evil society since World War II."
Amen to that, brother. Yoni, once again, thank you for your comments. And just to let the audience know, next week you'll be doing the full show. Glad to have you.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Yoni. Take care. On Instagram yesterday, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, with his electric guitar, he posts. You've got to see what he posts. He's been traveling around Air Force One. He comes off. He stands there for the photos on top of the stairs. He waves to the audience, greeted below by a red carpet because he's going to give them everything that they want. And I'm not talking about Israel. I'm talking about the Arab states. He thinks he's a celebrity, and we hope that the clock is ticking, an expiration date, a Secretary of State. Well, yesterday on Instagram, Tony Blinken played a number, Muddy Waters, electric bass. He just returned, mind you, from the Middle East, prolonged visit. We met with seven different nations. And he comes back with a message, and it was a message which was directed to Israel, which basically said that all the countries that he visited, except for Israel, thought that Israel should de-escalate the war in Gaza. So let's be clear about something. Israel had responded to the atrocities of October 7th with a promise and the plan to destroy Hamas. Today it speaks of defeating Hamas. That's not good enough, and it renders the war against a savage as unwinnable. You can thank Blinken and his puppet Joe Biden, the zombie occupying the White House. In September at the United Nations, and again a month later, on October 18th, Joe Biden offered some crafty but transparently fraudulent words of empathy, words which, of course, he didn't write. These words of empathy followed this massacre of October 7th in Israel. And what did Biden do? He called for the establishment of a two-state solution, a two-state illusion, a two-state delusion. For those with a modicum of common sense, this imbecile actually suggested that the solution that needs to be pursued is the creation of a terror state on Israel's border, connecting Gaza on the one flank and the West Bank, Judea and Samaria, on the other. Now, others have echoed that same sentiment. Give the savages a state of their own, on Israel's borders, on land that will be stripped away from Israel. Yes, Team Biden actually suggested that the Palestinian Authority, which murders Jews as well, Yoni mentioned the pay for slay, but Team Biden suggested that the Palestinian Authority be brought in to govern Gaza. Stupidity on steroids, a pathological mental disorder. Hard to believe, but these ignoramuses actually walk planet Earth. The lessons of history are lost. In a single sentence, most of the world, including so many of the so-called friends of Israel in the United States, in Europe, and even the leftists in Israel, support the irrational and irresponsible call for a two-state solution, a two-state illusion rewarding Arab terrorism with a state of their own. It's tantamount to the thesis that we've introduced many times, that Israel is asked to pay its murderer with the hope that it might stop murdering. It's a false hope. It is a suspension of common sense. And it's a purposeful denial of the genocidal intentions of Israel's enemies. Quite remarkably, only 2 weeks after the barbaric slaughter in Israel, in the Western world, and its infamous inability to understand the perils of appeasement, the Western world continued to offer the savages a get-out-of-jail-free card and placed pressure instead on Israel. Now, we predicted that, exactly that, on this broadcast on October 15th, but it happened actually sooner than we could have expected. Today, 100 days later, having learned nothing of the details of October 7th, the world holds Israel to account. South Africa, this barbaric nation, sues Israel at the International Court of Justice. Israel should have obliterated, completely eradicated this Arab savage. If you don't understand that Israel should have eliminated this Arab Nazi, then I'll save you a trip and an expense and your next visit to the psychiatrist. You are certifiably deranged. If you can believe that you can just move on in the Middle East, business as usual, as if nothing happened after post-October 7th, then you don't understand that this is a cancer. Eliminate it completely, or you will succumb to it. Lessons that we seem not to have learned. We have a commercial break coming. When we come back, we're going to talk about the ignoramuses who are telling Israel what to do, and we trust that Israel will be bold enough to stand up, brazen enough if they need to be, to tell the world to go to hell. Commercial break.
The authentic Ethiopian restaurant located at 1740 East McDowell in Phoenix is a great change of pace from your ordinary restaurant. Authentic Ethiopian flavors in a comfortable setting will keep you coming back for more. Vegetarian and meat selections will satisfy everyone in your family. You just have to try it for yourself. That's Authentic Ethiopian Restaurant, 1740 East McDowell, telephone 602-252-2286.
Shuttleman Physical Medicine, Chiropractic, and Acupuncture is your go-to medical office in the West Valley. Call 623-214-7600. That's 623-214-7600. With two offices to serve you, there is no reason to stay in pain when Dr. Scheidelman may be able to help you. Call 623-214-7600 for Scheidelman Physical Medicine, Chiropractic, and Acupuncture.
Dassault and Macros are my business and personal CPAs for a good reason. Prompt and accurate work means I trust them with all my accounting needs. Conveniently located just off the 51 freeway at 3519 East Shea Boulevard, Suite 122, give them a call and see what they can do for you. 602-996-8885. That's Dassault and Macros, 602-996-8885.
Watermark Wealth Strategies and Watermark Wealth Planning Offices at 11333 North Scottsdale Road has been a loyal sponsor of this program since its start. They specialize in wealth retention, estate planning, and legacy planning. Watermark has been a leader in the Valley, and its members have been together for over 20 years. Founding partner Carmen Saccone has over 40 years of experience in tax, investment, and estate planning issues affecting retirees and their assets. They offer comprehensive planning that has helped assist families through the process of identifying client objectives and concerns and constructing a strategic plan to address tax, risk, and legacy issues. Consultations are complimentary, and we encourage you to contact Allison Porter at 480-442-3989 to schedule. Securities and advisory services are offered through the LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA/SIPC.
I am William Wolf, creator of Middle East Radio Forum and an injury attorney in practice since 1971. I was awarded the high honor of Trial Attorney of the Year by the Arizona Trial Lawyers Association. I only advertise on the show where you can get to know me and my values. My office is at 7301 North 16th Street, Suite 203 in Phoenix. Please give me a call if you have need for an injury attorney at 602-279-1914.
You're listening to Middle East Radio Forum on 960 The Patriot. Questions are welcome at radioforum@AOL.com. That's radioforum@AOL.com. Now your host for the Middle East Radio Forum, Mayor Jolovitz.
Hi, thank you. Today we address the subject, coming to terms with the truth, how the United States and the Western world's irrational pressures against Israel have made Gaza an unwinnable war. Now, don't take a genius to understand this basic reality. Israel's security, the safety of its citizens, is predicated on the destruction of Hamas. Instead, the Western world, as I've mentioned, in general, and the United States in particular, have demanded that Israel show restraint. Worse, they've called for a cessation of hostilities, all leading to an insane ceasefire, an end to the war. Sure, while Hamas rockets still are directed at Israel. Translation, Israel, you've inflicted enough damage. Bring this war to an end. And the Arab savages have noticed. The United States has imposed conditions on Israel that'll make this war unwinnable. Now, Israel must choose either destroy Hamas or bend knee to the dictates of Biden, Blinken. And no, don't take a genius, but it does require the combination of some common sense and certainly some courage. Martin Luther King considered himself a Zionist and always supported Israel as a Jewish state. He had something to say. King, whose birthday we celebrate nationally tomorrow, once said the following: "Nothing in the world is more dangerous than sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity." Sadly, too many people who possess both sincere ignorance and a conscientious stupidity are telling Israel what it must and must not do. And even sadder is that a large number of these people dictating terms to Israel are part of the Biden administration, which reminds us of what someone else once famously said: light travels faster than sound. That's why most people seem bright until you hear them speak. Words, concepts, they have meaning. We need to pay attention because they often define the narrative. There's a great parable that's told by Israel Eldad in his book, The Jewish Revolution. Eldad was a brilliant Zionist philosopher, one of the architects of the pre-state underground group Lehi. In his endeavor to get the reader to understand how the truth has no meaning in the Arab world, he tells us that the Arabs have come to believe their own lies, something best illustrated by this Middle East parable which he tells. An Arab father, trying to catch an afternoon nap in a home full of boisterous children, barks out the lie that they're giving away free figs at the local market. The loud children all run out to the market to get those free figs. Moments later, as he places his head on the pillow for a short nap in a now empty house, he too suddenly jumps up and runs to the shuk to get some of those fictitious figs. The line between fact and fantasy disappears, as it has with great occurrence throughout the Western world. That the Arabs believe their own myths and their lies is nothing new. It seems endemic. But that the Western world has joined that run for the figs is troubling indeed. Wow. You know, it's really remarkable that so many clueless people and organizations have pressured Israel to take national security risks in another deceitful quest for peace with the savage. Blinken, coming back from the Middle East, actually spoke about the fact that we can now fast-track everything and find the missing peace, that elusive peace that we've not found in the Middle East. Yes, it's going to come during his term. It is Israel, these people argue, that needs to jeopardize its sons and daughters. Now, history is a reminder of these well-intentioned appeases, isn't it? Albert Camus infamously commented, "Those who lack the courage will always find a philosophy to justify it." The time has long come, long overdue, to discard the self-delusion and begin to understand the sentiment expressed so poignantly by Charles Dickens in Great Expectations when he wrote, "In a word, I was too cowardly to do what I knew to be right, as I had been too cowardly to avoid doing what I knew to be wrong." My friends, the greatest, I sound like a pastor or a reverend, reform rabbi. My friends, the greatest of all virtues is courage. Without that, all others have no foundation upon which to stand. Israel needs to adopt the attitude, the courage, to say, "Damn all the disingenuous friends. Our children are more important than political expediency, and they're certainly more important than the fraudulent claim of Palestinian civilians in the Middle East, in Gaza." Yeah, we'll talk about them in a second. Let me read you a quote. It's a great quote. Isaac Asimov, the prolific writer of science fiction, you remember the name, Isaac Asimov once wrote the following: "There is a cult of ignorance in the United States." He wasn't speaking about the Middle East, by the way, but it's certainly applicable. "There's a cult of ignorance in the United States, and there has always been. The strain of anti-intellectualism has been a constant thread winding its way through our political and cultural life, nurtured by the false notion that democracy means that my ignorance is just as good as your knowledge." Powerful. If you've watched what's been happening in The Hague, when the evil nations of the world, the despots, South Africa, which I'll speak about in a few minutes, are actually suing Israel on the charge of genocide. South Africa. Yeah, that's a good one. Anyhow, let me remind the audience, at least those of you listeners living here in Arizona, every year the Middle East Radio Forum, as you know, has a listener dinner, and we will be doing it again, and it's next Sunday. So we invite you here in Arizona to join us, a dinner at a great restaurant. Sunday, January 21st, next week, we gather at one of the sponsors of this program at the wonderful Ethiopian restaurant, Authentic Ethiopian Restaurant. It's located at 1740 East McDowell in Phoenix. You know Phoenix, it's on McDowell and East 17th Street. We meet at 5:30 p.m. The restaurant offers traditional Ethiopian cuisine, including many vegetarian options. So we ask you to join us, meet the host of Middle East Radio Forum, as well as other listeners. There'll be a brief presentation during dinner. And yes, there is indeed parking in the back. So we ask you not to miss this wonderful dinner gathering. That's next Sunday, January 21st. Don't forget. And if you can, mail us at radioforum@aol.com to let us know that you're coming. That's radioforum, one word, @aol.com, so we know to expect you. And we do. Oh, boy. I see the clock is ticking. We're almost at commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to be doing in the last segment. The last segment, and you might want to pull out pen and paper. I'm going to give you, I've done this before in lectures. I do this once a year, and it's something I think is well worth listening to. It's a simple formula for defending Israel, or at least making the case for Israel. And I'm going to tell you how you make that case for Israel in four different versions. One is a 15-second version, a 30-second version, a 90-second version, and finally 5 minutes. That's all you need to do in order to tell the others, as I said, to go to hell. Commercial break. We'll be right back. Tokyo Express, next to Cherry Blossom Noodle Cafe, on the northwest corner of 10th Street and Camelback, has been serving great food since 1982. A fast food Japanese restaurant at a reasonable price. Take out or sit in and enjoy. Either way, you'll be back for more. That's Tokyo Express on the northwest corner of 10th Street and Camelback in Phoenix. Telephone 602-277-4666. Watermark Wealth Strategies and Watermark Wealth Planning Offices at 11333 North Scottsdale Road has been a loyal sponsor of this program since its start. They specialize in wealth retention, estate planning, and legacy planning. Watermark has been a leader in the Valley, and its members have been together for over 20 years. Founding partner Carmen Saccone has over 40 years of experience in tax, investment, and estate planning issues affecting retirees and their assets. They offer comprehensive planning that has helped assist families through the process of identifying client objectives and concerns and constructing a strategic plan to address tax, risk, and legacy issues. Consultations are complimentary, and we encourage you to contact Allison Porter at 480-442-3989 to schedule. Securities and advisory services are offered through the LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA/SIPC.
Veggie Village, the best vegan restaurant in Arizona, has a second location, still at 1255 East Northern, now also at 15577 North Hayden Road, Suite C103 in Scottsdale. Chicken, beef, calamari, shrimp, and more, all made out of plants, all a delight to their taste buds. You just have to try it for yourself. Not open on Sunday on Northern, but open 7 days in Scottsdale. Give them a try and you will be back for more. Thanks for listening to Middle East Radio Forum. I am your host and creator of the show, Attorney William Wolf. I was awarded the high honor of Trial Attorney of the Year by the Arizona Trial Lawyers Association and have been in practice since 1971. I handle injury and wrongful death claims and do go to court if necessary to achieve the best possible results for all my clients. It is often impossible to achieve full value if your attorney does not have the reputation of being willing to go to court on all matters. The high-volume, impersonal TV and billboard attorneys do not have that reputation. The insurance companies know who is willing to work for full value and adjust their settlement offers accordingly. My office is at 7301 North 16th Street, Suite 203 in Phoenix. My phone is 602-279-1914. I take all claims on a contingent fee basis. Call 602-279-1914. I look forward to meeting you.
You're listening to Middle East Radio Forum on 960 The Patriot. Questions are welcome at radioforum@AOL.com. That's radioforum@AOL.com. Now your host for the Middle East Radio Forum, Mayor Jolovitz.
Hi, thank you for joining us. As you all know, South Africa is the country that's brought a suit against Israel with a charge of genocide at the International Court of Justice. Imagine South Africa. Well, consider these facts. 74 people are killed in South Africa every day. Even according to Al Jazeera, no friend of Israel, there were over 7,000 people killed in South Africa in a three-month period, mostly for political reasons, and almost 200,000 killed in the last 10 years. Innocent people murdered while the world yawned. The murders, a normal occurrence in South Africa, should not surprise anyone. Remember Winnie Mandela, the former wife of Nelson Mandela? Well, while Nelson Mandela was incarcerated in the South African prison, she, the darling of the leftist world, was often referred to as the mother of a nation, she became a champion of necklacing. Yes, necklacing, where rubber tires were secured around the heads of political opponents and then poured on with gasoline and set ablaze, burning people alive. South Africa, justice. It's part of South African politics. And then for so many years, a relentless campaign to kill white people, mostly farmers, who were no longer in power. That, my friends, is the legacy of South African independence. South Africa, home to Archbishop Desmond Tutu, the notorious anti-Semite, who had this in common with his bosom buddy Yasser Arafat. They both won the Nobel Peace Prize. Two despicable midgets who hated Jews and were heroes of a deranged world. And yes, this is the same South Africa that has taken Israel to the International Court of Justice, The Hague. We truly live in an Orwellian world. Here's a piece. I pulled this out of the press. August 22nd, 2023, a few months ago, headline, Saudi border guards killed hundreds of Ethiopian migrants, Human Rights Watch tells us. And I'll just read you piecemeal a couple of sentences. Saudi Arabian border guards have killed hundreds of Ethiopian migrants, including women and children, who attempted to enter the kingdom along its mountainous border with Yemen. In a 73-page report, the rights group said that Saudi Arabia uses explosive weapons to kill migrants and shoot others at close range. It compiled testimony from 38 Ethiopians who had survived while trying to cross the Yemen-Saudi border between March 2022 and June 2023. I continue. A State Department spokesman said the United States had raised concerns about the allegations of the report with the Saudi government and had urged it, oh, this is good, to undertake a thorough and transparent investigation. Quote, people told me that they'd witnessed killing fields, bodies scattered all over the mountain area, people blown in half, a witness said. A deliberate escalation about the number and manner of targeted killings by the Saudis killing Ethiopian migrants. In October 2022, UN Special Envoy on Extrajudicial Affairs said that in a letter to the Saudi authorities in the UN, had received reports of systematic killing of 430 migrants in the border in 16 separate incidents. The letter issued by the UN, by the Saudi's kingdom, rejected the allegation, said that we ensure humane treatment to all people. Was there a suit brought by to the International Court of Justice? Yeah, sure. Let's laugh. Israel was so foolish to respond to it defensively. In 1911, I did this a year ago, I'm going to do it again. In 1911, Zev Jabotinsky, brilliant man, greatest Zionist of the last century, penned an article which was titled Instead of Excessive Apology, and he wrote the following. We constantly and very loudly apologize. Instead of turning our backs to the accuser, mind you, this is 1911. We constantly and very loudly apologize instead of turning our backs to the accusers, as there is nothing to apologize for and nothing to apologize to. We swear again and again that it's not our fault. Isn't it long overdue to respond to all these and all future accusations, reproaches, suspicions, slanders, and denunciations by simply folding our arms and loudly, clearly, coldly, and calmly answer with the only argument that is understandable and accessible to this public, go to hell. Who are we to make excuses to them? Who are they to interrogate us? What's the purpose of this mock trial over the entire people where the sentence is known in advance? Our habit of constantly and zealously answering to any rabble has already done us a lot of harm and will do much more. We do not have to account to anybody. We do not sit for anybody's examination, and nobody is old enough to call us to answer. We came before them, and we will leave after them. We are what we are. We're good for ourselves, and we will not change, and we do not want to. The great Zev Jabotinsky, 1911. If Israel indeed was going to go to The Hague, someone should have come, read exactly the same comments, and walked away. This is insanity. Commercial break. We'll be back.
If you need heart surgery, do you choose your surgeon from an ad on TV or a billboard? Of course not. Choosing your accident attorney also should not be done so casually and without thought. I'm William Wolf, creator of Middle East Radio Forum and an injury attorney in practice since 1971. I was awarded the high honor of Trial Attorney of the Year by the Arizona Trial Lawyers Association. I only advertise on this show where you can get to know me and my values. My office is at 7301 North 16th Street, Suite 203 in Phoenix. Please give me a call if you have need for an injury attorney at 602-279-1914. No charge for our first meeting, and I take all claims on a contingent fee basis. Call 602-279-1914. That's 602-279-1914. I look forward to meeting you and working to achieve the best possible results for your injury claim.
Gilligan's on Maryland, on the northwest corner of 7th Street and Maryland, is much more than just a great Shell station and mini-mart. Great cook-to-order food, different flavors of coffee and tea, beer and fine wine, including kosher wine, round out a wonderful one-stop shopping experience. A loyal sponsor of Middle East Radio Forum, check them out in the northwest corner of 7th Street and Maryland in Phoenix. That's Gilligan's on Maryland. Phone number 602-277-6269.
Cherry Blossom Noodle Cafe has terrific sushi, salads, rice and noodle dishes, soup, and even great pasta. On the northwest corner of 10th Street and Camelback, it will become your favorite Asian restaurant. A loyal sponsor of Middle East Radio Forum for more than 10 years, it is simply the best place for a great Asian lunch or dinner. That's Cherry Blossom Noodle Cafe on the northwest corner of 10th Street and Camelback. Tell them that William Wolf sent you there. Telephone 602-248-9090. Thanks for listening to Middle East Radio Forum. I am your host and creator of the show, Attorney William Wolf. I was awarded the high honor of Trial Attorney of the Year by the Arizona Trial Lawyers Association and have been in practice since 1971. I handle injury and wrongful death claims and do go to court if necessary to achieve the best possible results for all my clients. It is often impossible to achieve full value if your attorney does not have the reputation of being willing to go to court on all matters. The high-volume, impersonal TV and billboard attorneys do not have that reputation. The insurance companies know who is willing to work for full value and adjust their settlement offers accordingly. My office is at 7301 North 16th Street, Suite 203 in Phoenix. My phone is 602-279-1914. I take all claims on a contingent fee basis. Call 602-279-1914. I look forward to meeting you.
You're listening to Middle East Radio Forum on 960 The Patriot. Questions are welcome at radioforum at AOL.com. That's radioforum at AOL.com. Now your host for the Middle East Radio Forum, Mayor Jolovitz.
Hi, thank you so much for joining us. As promised, I'm going to give you this tutorial on how Israel needs to prosecute its case. I'd originally done this a number of years ago, and I called it a simple formula for defending Israel. And I'm damn tired of defending. We need to be doing the accusing. But nonetheless, I'm going to be repeating, as you see the way that I formatted this, I'll be repeating certain things. And the reason I repeat it, because they need to be repeated. So here goes. Imagine being given a form and a microphone and the opportunity to explain the Israeli position on the Middle East conflict. It's actually quite simple, if the truth matters. Now, I'm going to offer four versions of what it's going to look like. First, I'm going to offer one. What would one say if given only 15 seconds to explain the conflict? A second version, given 30 seconds. Imagine you're in an elevator. Stranger says to you, tell me what's going on in the Middle East. There's the 30-second version. I'm going to give you then a 90-second version, which is a repetition of what came before it, and finally the 5-minute version. So depending upon how much time you have to invest in explaining Israel, 15 seconds, 30 seconds, 90 seconds, or 5 minutes, I'm going to tell you how it needs to be done. First, the 15-second version. This is what you say. Fact. The core of the problem in the Middle East is the refusal of the Arab Muslim world to accept Israel's right to exist as a Jewish state. Period. While Israel pursues peace, it is the Muslims who reject any notion of a peaceful resolution. That is the 15-second version of explaining Israel in the Middle East to someone who wants to know what matters. Here's the second version. It's a 30-second version. And forgive me, but this is the way that it's structured. I'm going to repeat the first. Because the second, and you'll see with the third, they build on that which comes right before it. Here's the 30-second version. Fact, the core of the problem in the Middle East is the refusal of the Arab Muslim world to accept Israel's right to exist as a Jewish state, period. While Israel pursues peace, it is the Muslims who reject any notion of a peaceful resolution. And then I add, Middle East scholar Bernard Lewis rightly argued, quote, that if the conflict is about the size of Israel, then long negotiations can eventually resolve the problem. But if the conflict is about the existence of Israel, then serious negotiation is impossible. There, the two combined with a 30-second version. I'm going to give you a 90-second version of explaining Israel. And once again, I'm going to do it again. Sections 1, 2, and finally 3. Together, it'll be 90 seconds. Fact, the core of the problem in the Middle East is the refusal of the Arab Muslim world to accept Israel's right to exist as a Jewish state, period. While Israel pursues peace, it is the Muslims who reject any notion of a peaceful resolution. Middle East scholar Bernard Lewis rightly argued that if the conflict is about the size of Israel, then long negotiations can eventually resolve the problem. But if the conflict is about the existence of Israel, then serious negotiation is impossible. And I continue with this, which will give me 90 seconds. The notion of a possible peace with a Palestinian Arab entity that seeks Israel's destruction is insanity. The following geostrategic comment sums up the discord. Retention of defensible borders by Israel implies that a Palestinian state is untenable, or the establishment of a tenable Palestinian state implies indefensible borders for Israel. Stated otherwise and made readily clear by Israel's National Security Council, the maximum that any Israeli government will be ready to offer the Palestinians and still survive is much less than the minimum that any Palestinian leader will accept. There's your 90-second version. Now, I'm not going to torture you and listen to all of those again, but I'm going to give you the 5-minute version now. The 5-minute version includes the 90 seconds that I just spoke. And built on that 90 seconds is the following. This gives us the longer, the 5-minute version. Having done those same 90 seconds, I continue with this. Therefore, we must recognize the obvious. There exists a fundamental misunderstanding of the conflict in the Middle East. The Muslim war against the Jews is a religious war. It is not one of territory. It is not solved by the old land for peace formula. The myth that is perpetrated by the Arabs is that the core issue that underscores the Arab-Israel conflict is the Palestinian issue and the bogus charge of occupation. That is a lie, a very convenient lie. That lie is a carefully manufactured justification for the ongoing state of war launched by Israel's enemies, and it remains the guise for the Arabs and their rejection of any peace with Israel. many years ago in what Professor L. Jean Isaac referred to as a remarkable case of semantic larceny, the Arabs became the Palestinians to better allow the Palestinians to become the David to Israel's Goliath. The manipulative Arab ploy, which is tragically accepted by most of the world, was deceitfully obvious. It was to change the perception of the conflict between 21 Arab nations against tiny Israel to a conflict that needed to be redefined as mighty Israel against the defenseless Palestinians. This lie must be exposed. Fact: the PLO was created in 1964. Israel occupied, their word, not mine, Israel occupied the territories in 1964. So let's give context and perspective to this and expose the deceit. What was the Palestinian Liberation Organization trying to liberate in 1964, 3 years before Israel occupied the territories? And we know the answer: Israel proper, to eradicate Israel. Israel's existence to the Muslims is non-negotiable. The deceitfully clever strategy of calling the conflict Israeli-Palestinian is designed to delegitimize and ultimately justify the elimination of Israel. The very notion of a two-state solution is predicated on rewarding Arabs for having failed to destroy Israel in multiple wars and through terrorism. This cleverly crafted formula is as evil as it is transparent and must be rejected. Truth be told, there's nothing at all complex about the Arab-Muslim war against Israel. In fact, it is quite simple. And the logical conclusion is, of course, inescapable. And so we repeat the very first talking point. Fact: the core of the problem in the Middle East is the refusal of the Arab-Muslim world to accept Israel's right to exist as a Jewish state. Period. There. We've just saved you a semester's worth of tuition in a course, Middle East Conflict 101. Please send your checks too. Okay. Anyhow, the clock is ticking. I've got a couple of things to talk about. Here's something that's interesting. Newspaper, media, internet headline, a story from today, this morning. A new IDF website reveals the scope of Israel's dedicated humanitarian efforts in Gaza. The coordinator of the government activities in the territories reveals this morning that since the beginning of the Gaza war, 8,394 trucks and 153,580 tons of humanitarian aid have entered Gaza. Sent by Israel, mind you. Sent by Israel. Subline: additional field hospitals are in the process of being set up and expected to be operational in the coming days. Additional equipment and personnel for the field hospitals operating in Gaza Strip have entered the Gaza Strip. Israel and the United States have both acknowledged that all the goods that are sent ostensibly to the Palestinian civilians go through the hands of Hamas. And very few actually get to the so-called civilians, who, by the way, aren't that innocent. And let's talk about that for a second. Mind you, there's a backdrop. Israel is being sued at the International Court of Justice for genocide, an insanity. The same court which refuses to hear anything of the atrocities of October 7th, when Israel wanted to put testimony in from those who had survived the massacre. The International Court of Justice said no. When Israel wanted to submit that 47-minute video of the atrocities filmed by Hamas, the court said no. So this is what we say. Instead of delivering goods and services and fuel, Israel should be delivering cruise missiles to those same people who still support Hamas, still, to the tune of 87%. And yes, 98% of the Palestinians who were surveyed by two so-called respectable Palestinian research centers said that the October 7th massacre made them proud as Palestinians. There's nothing moral, my friends, about being kind to your enemy. The Allies did not send winter coats and hot chocolate to the Nazis during the Nazi siege of Leningrad. And lest we forget, he who is compassionate to the cruel will one day be cruel to the compassionate. Israel sending food. Blinken saying that he gave three press conferences that I watched. In two of the three press conferences that I watched, he mentioned October 7th in one sentence. He said, we have to make sure that October 7th never happens again. And the rest of the press conference was dedicated to talking about the plight of the poor Palestinian people. Yes, let's send them stuff. Let's send them the cruise missiles. I pull here something. It was a fellow somewhat smarter than Blinken. Niccolo Machiavelli. Machiavelli, best known for his book, The Prince. It was his guidebook on ruling the Italian city-state at the time. We're talking about the 16th century. Well, Machiavelli is also known for his Art of War, published in 1521. At the end of this dialogue that he features, Machiavelli offers 27 general rules of war. Let me offer two of them here. Rule number one. What benefits the enemy harms you. And what benefits you harms the enemy. Pretty simple. True. Rule number four. It is better to defeat the enemy by hunger than with steel. In such victory, fortune counts more than virtue. By hunger. Yes, the only moral thing for Israel to do is to destroy an immoral enemy. The Palestinians in Gaza support the rockets that still fall in Israel. And prior to Israel's incursion into Gaza, they celebrated by passing out candies in the street and shooting off fireworks. And even more so when they heard that there were casualties, innocent civilian casualties on the Israeli side. No, no mercy. During World War II, we once understood this concept of defeating and destroying the enemy. But it seems that we understand it no more. It's a tragedy. I was going to do a thing. We're talking about ethnic cleansing, and I'll do it in a future broadcast, about what happened to the Jews who used to live in the Arab lands prior to 1948, who no longer live there, who were ethnically cleansed. Was there an investigation with the ICJ there? Of course not. Anyhow, as we do every week at the end of the show, we arrive with so much more to be said. Middle East Radio Forum is a one-hour weekly program, a telling of the painful truth that is the Middle East. William Wolfe has been doing this now for 21 years. I've joined that endeavor for about 8 of those years. And one interrelated theme remains constant. The unrelenting Arab war against Israel and the Muslim war against the Jews, and tragically, the inability and the unwillingness to a great measure of the Western world to understand a conflict that is rather simple, the conflict of a civilized defending themselves against the savage. Every week on Middle East Radio Forum, our call for a rational pursuit of sanity is predicated in the call to fight against the institutional insanity, an ideological disease that can be countered only if we employ common sense. Week after week, year after year, we've warned of the danger of the gullibility falling victim to an ongoing insanity of a proposed two-state delusion, a surrender to Arab terror, which is now being promoted by the Biden-Blinken administration. It was former West German Chancellor Konrad Adenauer who famously said, in view of the fact that God limited the intelligence of man, it seems unfair that he did not also limit his stupidity. How true. Next Sunday, January 21st, William Wolfe will interview our own Yoni Tidi, the subject, a close analytical examination of the war in Gaza, how something like this could happen, and what Israel needs to do so it'll never happen again. That's next Sunday in Middle East Radio Forum, and it's a show that you certainly don't want to miss. We don't need to be lectured by those people who don't have the best interest of Israel in mind. And I will say this quite brazenly and boldly and unapologetically. The life of one Jewish child is more important to me than 23,000, whatever fictitious number they throw, Palestinian savages. As we sign off, we ask you to remember, the only people mad at you for speaking the truth are those living a lie. Keep speaking it. This is Mayor Jolovitz wishing you well. Thank you for joining us. Let's go, Brandon.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.